What's up, dudes, dudettes, everybody? Welcome back to Barbecue Bros. We are the bros, and we're here to talk Q. Of course, this is our most special edition, maybe of the year.
Yeah.
Because it's the 4th of July, the king of the Q.
This is the Q that every Q is kind of born from or leading to. This is the prototype. The prototype, yeah.
And we're grilling, we're chilling, and baby, we hope there's no villains.
And by the way, we've had villains at our barbecues lately, which we'll probably get into on today's episode.
Yes. What are the villains of barbecue? We'll go over the five types of who you don't want to be at the barbecue. We're also going to be going over the must-haves. What is absolutely necessary at your 4th of July barbecue? And folks, it's not just hot dogs this year.
Oh, wow. I'm excited to hear what your list of must-haves is. We both prepared separate lists. We'll see if there's any crossover.
That's right.
I am John Q. Henderson.
My name is, of course, Samuel Sizzy Sam.
Sizzy Sam.
Because of the sizzle, baby. It sizzles when it hits the grill. Sizzle Sam.
Sizzle Sam, sizzle when it hits the grill. And thank you all. We know that this podcast, we get, you know, the Q heads will listen year round.
Yes.
But we get a lot listening right around now for 4th of July for grill tips, party tips, what's in the season, what's out this season, our cheers and jeers of last year's barbecue. Right. So we're excited for all you all who are just here for this episode.
And for the year rounders, we know we're not the only barbecue podcast you listen to.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for choosing us when you could choose any of the other pitmasters, titmasters, whoever it is. Thank you for coming back to us.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we like to consider ourselves at the top of the titmaster line, but there's other good pasta casts.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Yeah, if you listen to pasta casts, if that's your thing, you know, that's cool too.
Well, I'll start with my top barbecue that I did this week.
Mm-hmm. What was your barbecue of the week?
My barbecue of
the week. Which barbecue this week was your favorite?
This one might be a surprise because it rarely comes in. My fourth meal barbecue this week was very good.
Fourth meal. And this isn't just for Taco Bell anymore.
No, Taco Bell, I would say, invented fourth meal, but I've been fourth mealing around the house.
Yes.
My nephew was in town. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know, get the kid, not the kid, but
he's a teenager. Nephew by marriage.
Nephew by marriage, yeah. So this is my wife's cousin,
yeah,
which makes him my nephew. You got to teach them when they're young.
Mm-hmm.
We have different experiences with barbecue, you know.
Right.
When I was younger, kind of stumbled into it because it was an escape for me. We didn't have barbecue in the house.
Right. You kind of fell into the wrong crowd and sort of barbecuing was sort of a release for you.
Yeah, barbecuing. I was running with gangsters, the gangsters on campus.
Yeah.
And we were doing hit and runs and it was pretty nasty what was happening there. And it was a tough life. I served 7 years, as you all know.
Mm-hmm.
I finally, by the way, I don't know if this is for this podcast, but I got my teardrop removed, the tattoo.
Thank God, finally.
Which is great.
Good for you.
Well, I misunderstood the reasoning for it. I don't know if we've talked about it on the air before.
I think so. Why don't you remind the viewers, though?
Well, I thought the teardrop was for everybody who, you know, has insulted you in your life, and you're crying from all the people who have insulted you, and so it's like, it's a tattoo, so I'm tough, but I do cry.
Other people think it's murder.
Everybody
you've
murdered.
Killed somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had like 75 teardrop tattoos because of all the times I've been insulted.
Right.
It looked like I was weeping. Well, my face just looked like an ink blotch.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I saw a different thing every time I looked at you. You know what I mean? Which tells me a lot about myself. I'm trying to be centered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to see the same thing every time I look at your face.
Uh-huh.
I don't want every time I look at my best friend for me to have some other ulterior image in my head.
Right, and you know, and yours were regular. It was almost like you were wearing a mood ring where if we were kind of having an interaction, I was like, oh, he seems a little tested today. Let me see what he sees. And you'd be like,
Ribs.
I'd be like, baked beans, he's hungry.
Potato salad.
Hungry.
Yeah, that's what I saw a lot. And I also got mine removed. I had two St. Louis style St. Louis style ribs. And they were just unbecoming. You know, there was no real reason behind them other than I love barbecue. And I just figured it was time to get rid of them.
I would say one thing, you know, well, we teach people about everything. Again, if you're new here for 4th of July, we talk about a lot of stuff. But one piece of advice I would give is you don't need a face tattoo.
That's
you're
right.
You're going to regret it 100% of the
time. If you're, especially if you're a real grill master, you already have a thing.
Yeah.
It's a whole vibe. Sitting by the grill, getting smoky, needing to take a shower before bed or else your bed stinks. Mm-hmm. That's enough of a thing.
And my thing is bed stinks like grill.
Yeah, is it a stink if you like it?
That's a big conversation between my nephew's cousin, my wife, and I. Right.
When she's in the doghouse, she's your nephew's cousin.
Yeah, that's my nephew's cousin's on my nerves.
See, again. I like this because you have a very cool forward-thinking relationship.
Yeah.
With you guys, it's not just the men that can be in the doghouse.
No, women can be in the doghouse too. Yeah,
that's
it's 2021.
Very forward thinking.
And she's been in the doghouse before. I've been in the doghouse. You know, we both get into the doghouse. Obviously, it's for different reasons. Mm-hmm. A lot of hers will be staying out too late without texting, and I get scared. You mm-hmm. know, and if you come home at 2 a.m. and you didn't tell me where you were,
horrifying
doghouse.
And you're sat there by the smoker wondering when is my wife going to come home?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll be up smoking these ribs for a fourth meal for a lot longer.
Absolutely.
If you're doing fourth meal, what? 10 o'clock, 2 in the morning. What time do you do your fourth meal?
Well, it depends because you're right. It's in the smoker, so it's a long prep.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You know you're having fourth meal at 2 a.m., but what time do you have to throw it in there? I'm assuming you're doing full chickens and ribs.
Yeah, chickens, ribs, classic fourth meal in the smoker. Yeah, right. Sometimes I'll even throw a salmon in there, so it's kind of a lox
right.
that I'm kind of picking at.
And that's
while
kind
I'm
of a
of
different
it.
Process, right? I mean, a different, different time. No, not different,
different time.
Different time amount, just a little salmon flank. Much different than a full chicken.
You're not cooking a whole chicken to temperature.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Do we need to say it? Folks, you never cook to time. You always cook to temperature.
That's right. Yeah. And
huge.
Again, in the if you go to the Bonfire page, the Always Cook to Temperature shirts are flying off the griddle there.
Yes.
Thanks so much to everyone who supported. And
we do keep
those.
Them on a griddle. We want them hot when they're served to you.
Every shirt is cooked differently.
Piping hot.
Yeah.
If they're shipped, they're, of course, shipped with one of those little hand warmers. We crack it right before we close the thing.
Yeah.
You should get a piping hot tea.
Yeah. And this is to everyone at the federal United Parcel Service.
Mm-hmm.
You got to deliver our packages even if they're too hot.
Yes.
No more turnbacks. No more. That's not a rule.
No.
They don't tell you at the post office. They say no guns, no animals, no flora and fauna. But mm-hmm. package too hot's not on the list. And I've got.
No.
I want to say to Linda from the post office, I'm sorry I blew up at you, but my reaction was too big. But also, something caused the reaction. You
right.
know what I mean?
Of course. And we would be remiss if we didn't say we're sorry for Linda's fingers as well. I mean, Linda, your fingers did get a little burn on them.
Yeah,
and
we're
so
sorry.
We understand physical pain is physical pain. We're not saying that didn't happen to you. We're just saying it's not a rule.
It's not a rule, Linda.
So if you while show me- we are very sorry for your personal thing, you can't really use the power of the post office against us just because your fingers got burnt.
It's
maybe
abusive.
Gloves is something that you might want to ask your bosses for or something, but we're going to be shipping these hot t-shirts, hot barbecue.
Coal.
We'll be shipping embers. We'll be shipping hot potato salad, which is disgusting. And I'm sorry, it's just not a rule. You're going to have to learn to deal with it.
And that being said, all of our listeners, we appreciate if you've filled out the form, email, or even called your local representative to vote no on HB 403 Hotmail. Male temperatures should not be regulated by the federal government. I believe that very strongly.
Absolutely. It's really killing our business.
Because what about cold mail?
What about cold mail? We're getting this cold mail all the time.
Yeah.
You get these meal delivery packages, bullshit. They only take 30 minutes to cook. Everything that's good takes at least 3 hours in a smoker.
That's right. We'll throw that. I order those just to throw them out or overcook them.
Yeah, one of the two. But those things come with dry ice, and I've burned my little fingers. And I've said, you know what? It's not a rule.
It's not a
so
rule.
So I can't complain.
That's right.
That's what I've said. And I did not like the freezer burn on my fingers.
No.
But I have to know, next time I open the mail, I'll wear gloves.
That's right.
Next time I open the mail, I'll heat my hands up first.
That's right. so you do a preheat on your hands.
Yeah, I'll turn my oven on anytime the box is coming, just in case.
Okay.
So if it's hot mail, I'll get really hot hands. Uh-huh. But that's all right.
Is that how that works? Is your hand, if you prep your body, it won't burn if you've gotten it heated?
Well, I'm finding no. I'm finding it doesn't really help that much. But, you know, it's like the shock effect. You know, if you come from a hot tub,
shocker,
you're going to feel cold when you jump in the pool.
That's right.
Similar thing.
So to Linda, if you're listening, which I doubt you are, even though I did recommend the podcast to you, maybe put your hands in some heat before you touch mail, or some cold.
Or ice water. Have a cup of each.
And I have a cup of hot water and ice water right next to you to dip your hands before you touch the mail.
Hot plate, cold plate.
And we heard you and said we will now label our mail hot mail.
Absolutely.
So that you'll know when ours is coming through, and hopefully all our listeners are doing that too.
And again, if you want to sign up for any of our delicious or clothing options through the mail,
yes,
sign up at hotmail@hotmail.com, and we will get you something as quick as we can.
That's right. And that's hot spacebar mail at hotmail.com.
Yes, spell out spacebar.
Yeah, you got to write spacebar. That was the way we did it.
Well, folks, that's enough of the preamble and enough of the generalities getting back into the show. Let's talk fourth. My big question for you is, what's on the menu this year? Are you going traditional? Are you adding anything differently? What have you learned from your past that you're bringing into the future?
Well,
barbecue-wise.
That's a great question. For this 4th of July, we are taking a trip across the world.
Across the world.
Because, I love my country as much as the next guy.
Sure.
But after my dishonorable discharge, I don't fly the flag anymore. I don't do it because the...
And you love our country as much as the next guy, but you will not fly the flag.
I think that's fair. Yes. I won't fly the American flag anywhere because of my dishonorable discharge from the United States Naval Reserve, which, by the way, you could have done it honorably. We could have done it honorably.
Hey, it's one weekend a month. Do we really need to discharge you that hard? Every 2 months, right?
What?
One weekend every... It's 2 days every... It's 2 days every 60 days,
two
right?
2 days every 60 days.
And they
days.
Had to dishonorably get you.
Well, I went AWOL.
And what happened? Was it a scheduling mistake, or did you go AWOL?
No, I went AWOL. It was a pretty windy day.
That's really tough for the Navy.
The waves, and I was on my way, and I got freaked. I'll admit it, I got freaked, and I did. There was some friendly fire, of course, in my escape as I was getting onto the boat. But at the end of the day, you don't want a scared guy at your side if something's going down.
Especially not in the Naval Reserve.
Absolutely not.
The Naval Reserve is the bravest group of people. And excuse me. You don't want to go AWOL, but you did. A lot of people were saying that's not the first time it's happened for you.
That's why they said dishonorable,
right?
And that what they're saying is this is you acted dishonorably, and they also gave me a disgusting discharge.
Really?
Which was
because you had one.
Yes. Because I bumped my knee on the way out of the ship because I slipped.
So that was more of an observation rather than a designation.
Yes, they said disgusting discharge. You're dishonorably discharged.
Yes. Well, hey, good riddance, right? It sounds like you didn't want to be there anyway.
No.
You were obviously doing your part to be a good person. They didn't want that. Now you don't have to fly the flag.
I don't fly the flag. So this 4th of July, I am doing an enemies of America kind of meal. And so we're
This is a big departure from all the stuff we've talked about previously.
Well, I thought it would just be an interesting way to say, hey, that's the beauty of America, is we vanquished our enemies, and now we can eat their food, and we can make it, I would say, better than them, Germany.
And that is a sort of an American thing, is respect everyone until they've crossed you, and then they're dead to you.
And then they're dead to you, yeah,
absolutely.
And then you kill.
Even if it's your own country.
Absolutely.
Now, how many countries would you say, for you, are dead to you?
Like, how many have I crossed that I now...
America's clearly dead to you.
Well, I just don't fly the flag.
Okay, they're not dead to you. You're not going to leave.
I'm not leaving. Obviously, Canada, due to the old border debacle, which, as we've discussed on the show before...
You were put in prison for bringing ribs over? Ribs were too tasty and everybody in Canada went crazy?
Yeah, they said that these ribs are so delicious.
that it was almost treasonous. You almost made people leave Canada for America.
To come to America.
Kansas, specifically.
And so, yeah, they said, is this vinegar-based sauce? And I said, I won't tell. And then they threw me in the hole.
Oh, my God. Straight to the hole.
Because I wouldn't sing.
And this was a Mountie?
This canary won't sing. Yeah, the Mountie put me on the horse, threw me right in the hole.
Slapped the horse in the butt, took you straight to the hole?
These Canadians, they get jealous of good food.
I would say that's the biggest problem with Canada is they're so jealous of good food.
Yeah, hey, sorry, you have maple syrup, but I can do better work with it. As we all know, my maple syrup glazed chicken.
Your maple syrup ribs are so delicious.
Oh, my God.
And we're not talking molasses in the sauce.
No.
We're talking maple syrup ribs. It's as simple as it sounds,
folks.
It's
just what you think.
Have you had an Eggo waffle? What if it was smoked for 26 hours mm-hmm. and then maple syrup?
And butter.
And butter, of course.
You've got to put butter on top.
The best butter.
But we have litigated my issues with some countries. Canada, obviously, ribs too good. England, cursing the queen.
Of course.
Which I didn't know you couldn't do.
Right.
You
made a voodoo doll.
Mm-hmm.
And you cursed her, and it kind of worked.
Well, yeah.
She couldn't get up for a week.
Couldn't get up for one whole week.
Yeah.
The queen couldn't get out of bed.
You stuck a pin in her knee.
Yeah, I hurt the queen's knee, and she had gout for 1 week. And they traced it back to
me. Oh, the meat pains.
Well, which we both have.
Of course, we have gout on 3 of our feet each.
But Sizzlin' Sam, what's on the menu? 3 of our feet each.
You know what I mean. Yeah, we've got bad gout.
We got some bad gout.
Well, Sizzlin' Sam, he's keeping it traditional. Obviously, when you're grilling on 4th of July, you want one thing that's long and one thing that's round.
Yep.
Typically, that's hot dogs and hamburgers.
Absolutely.
But this year, I'm going sausages and Samburgers.
Okay. Now, Samburger, tell me about this again.
A Samburger is, if you've ever had a Mickey Mouse pancake.
Because that's your name is Sam, right?
My name is Samuel, of course. If you've ever had a Mickey Mouse pancake,
mm-hmm.
That's the three ears sort of look. A Samburger is a burger in the shape of my head.
That's right.
Each one of them spitting image. It takes I have a long prep time. I get up at 3 a.m.
Wow.
And I shape the patties just so. The sausages are just Johnsonville brats, but
so
cooked very well.
So the Samburger is what you're really focusing on.
Absolutely. And sure, it's just ground beef with salt and pepper, but the shape of it is a whole new experience. It's like you're eating the host's head.
That's great.
So everybody comes to my house. We'll have a few Samburgers, a few sausages, obviously the dunk tank, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And so the dunk tank's back.
The dunk tank is back, absolutely.
And are we certain that the EMTs will come again if there's issues?
Well, that's the rumor. The rumor is that they're down, that they are interested this year and are definitely going to come. But we'll see. They can be a finicky group.
EMTs.
Yes.
Well, finicky is one way to say it. I think it's usually that stuff comes up that they have to deal with.
Yes. Well, seems like me being upside down in my own dunk tank at my own party is something that they would want to deal with. But unfortunately, somebody put raisins in the potato salad last year and they got very offended.
So they left. Wow. Because raisins in the potato salad?
Yes. So this year we're doing no raisins at all allowed at the party.
The invite.
Yes.
That was big on top and on bottom.
Yes.
No kids, no raisins.
No kids, no raisins. They're the same to me. Keep them out. Yeah, so this year it's an adults only, no raisin party, and it should be a blast. I'm hoping you saw in the invite to open it up a little this year. We're doing a potluck. Everybody is required to bring one dish, and if not, you will be turned away at the gate.
Good.
This is, of course, front yard barbecue.
Uh-huh.
We will turn your ass away if you bring just a 2 liter of soda.
Okay.
If you bring Ruffles, you're gone.
That's gone.
I need you to bring a dish from home. It doesn't have to be that crazy, but contribute.
And historically, we've had people, because your barbecues are a hot ticket item.
Absolutely.
We've had people pour Ruffles into a different, into a bowl and cover them and say these are homemade potato chips.
And I say waste of time.
Waste of time.
Why would you home make a potato chip? There's already chips.
There's delicious Ruffles.
There's already delicious Ruffles.
We've had people, of course, bring, they say, I made this agua fresca, which they say takes work. And you say, that's not a
little more agua than fresca, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And water, I got that in the faucet, so don't try it.
Yeah. And this is We get this question from listeners a lot because we are both big grill daddies.
Of course.
We're grilling both on the 4th of July, so we are rarely at each other's barbecue, which is an odd thing for us.
That's right. And one year we did try it where I had a morning barbecue. Obviously, it was a barbecue brunch. Mm-hmm. People just were not that ready to eat seasoned meats that early in the day.
And then they still did.
Yes.
And then they're stuffed at my barbecue because they've had a barbecue in the morning.
It was unfortunate for both of us. Both of our barbecues were a little bit tough. And of course, we've tried throwing the same barbecue together, and it's just, you know, this town ain't big enough for the both of us.
That's absolutely right. That's like what would, you know, Spielberg and Spike Lee direct a movie together?
Absolutely not.
Never.
How could they?
I couldn't even think of it.
Not enough room in the old director's chair, if you
That's
know what
exactly
I mean.
Right.
Because when I grill, I got one hand on the grill. This hand doesn't feel heat anymore. Mm-hmm. And I got the spatula in the other. And I'm working it. And I don't need another hand in there. I don't need your tongs. No offense. I know you like tongs on the grill.
I'm a tongs on the grill
I'm a
guy.
Spatula only.
Well, I get the spatula, but I will say, I don't want to get in a fight. You have never properly cooked an asparagus because of you have issues with the asparagus flip.
Well, I chop a lot of the asparagus in half on accident with my baton there.
And even sometimes you use your spatula basically as tongs. You use two spatulas to pick it up, and I say, brother, that's a tong.
But it's bigger. It's bigger. It's better. A lot of stuff falls out of it. It's
well, that
better
is part
for
of the
grilling
grill. Experience. So we have gotten a few calls from the fire department about our grease traps.
A few
house calls even. Mm-hmm. I'm not cleaning, and we've told our fans this, and it's, you go to our YouTube page, we do tutorials, we do tutorial grills, obviously. We show you how to never clean your grease trap. And
you leave it.
You leave
the grease,
yes.
And then what do you end up with? A spot on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You want that spot on the ground because if you ever move your grill, you want to know where to move it back
where
to.
Where does the grill go?
You want to know that there's part of the yard that is broken because you don't clean it, and that's your area.
And that, by the way, home value goes way up if you got the grill spot on the ground, depending on where you're moving.
Because someone serious lived there.
Yes, absolutely. Now, value of mine is a little down due to the smoked up walls.
Well, because you famously keep your grill inside the house.
It's the only way to grill.
Well, and there we disagree.
Okay.
Because I'm a skylight guy. Of course, I have my grill sort of indoor-outdoor experience.
Right.
But I have the skylight that opens, so most of the smoke goes up there. The skylight is completely black now because all the smoke goes up through it. But it
is
a nice
little
exhaust.
That means it's doing
its job. Exactly.
Well, you know, indoor-outdoor is a good way to grill. But I'm full indoor, and
and your window's closed. Are you still doing windows closed?
It's all, yeah, you're getting it all. And this is also an issue that the nephew's cousin, my wife, has. Is she says, you're sticking up the house, you're sticking up the walls.
Is it stink if you like it? That's my question to
your
wife.
And she says, we can't have a kid until I move the smoke out of the house.
Oh, we can't or you can't?
That's
what you say to her, right?
I am so happy you said that because she said that I was being insulting
right
when I said that. And I said, I bet you I know at least one other person who would have said the exact same thing.
Right. And now you guys went to the doctor to actually figure out what the problem was because you have been trying sort of vehemently.
We've been vehemently trying to procreate, obviously.
You're positive that you want it.
It
just isn't quite happening.
Well,
is it too personal to ask you on the podcast what's up with your
no,
what's
I
up
think
with
that's
your
what
birth plan?
Like about this. I think that's what people like about this. The doctor said there's two things happening here. Mm. The first is hesitant sperm.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is when psychologically, maybe I don't want the kid. And the sperm feels our brain.
From your brain.
Your thoughts are your body. Your body is your thoughts. You have to be in touch with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say that my sperm are cowardly and hesitant because my brain is that way.
It matches.
Obviously, the other one is...
Carcinogens in the house,
Carcinogens
right?
in the house is another reason for low sperm count, is what the doctor called it. I think hesitant sperm. I can't remember which one of us really brought that up.
Right.
But that we talked about that a lot.
Right.
And then there's, of course, the grilling incident I had with my penis, where... it's called
Well, let's put it in the way that the audience can accept it. If you've ever been playing piano, and the thing that covers the keys slams on your fingers. now, I guess what I'll say is at least the piano isn't also hot.
At least the piano isn't also hot. And at least you didn't install a locking mechanism on the piano.
Hopefully not.
Which we had on the grill because I close my grill and I lock it because people would open it. You get
guys. It's a voice activated lock, right?
So I couldn't get my voice.
You couldn't get your voice that low enough, back to normal enough. So you had open grill. Yeah. And even your wife couldn't help you.
No, my wife couldn't help me. Nobody could.
She won't put her on the lock.
No, it's only my voice. Are you kidding me? Give that voice activation to anybody else?
Because the ribs make it pulled off or 10 minutes early.
Everyone sniffs around. Everyone thinks they're the. Everyone can see when the food is done.
Yeah.
And try to take credit for that.
Exactly.
But that's not.
You're like a screenwriter. You created the world these ribs.
Yes.
Of course, we all know in the last 5 minutes if they're not burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, take them off before they're burnt.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't been fiddling with the old burner for 6 hours like I have nonstop. Yeah. That's what's necessary for cooking.
I have been ignoring my friends and family for 6 whole hours, just fiddling with the burner because it needs to happen.
And everybody has to eat, so it is a valid contribution
it
to
is.
Your family, of
yes.
course.
They can chat and get to know each other and all that. I'm Absolutely. On the grill. There's not much more to know about me.
Right.
I like to grill, baby.
Yeah.
There's no depth there.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I'm simple. I'm letting you know what I like, and it's easy.
You need to get me a present? Something grill related.
New apron every year.
New apron.
There's a funny apron for every year of my short, sad life on purpose. That's why I'm doing it on purpose. I live this way on purpose. I hope it goes quick.
The life.
Yes.
Well, speaking of which, I got the phone call from your lawyer about next of kin, and
congratulations. Did you accept?
I have to say, I don't know. I didn't want to get into this on air, but I declined. And
well,
let me tell you why.
Sure.
I really do think it should be either your son or your brother or your wife or your parents.
Could be one of those people.
I just think. As far as your estate goes,
right.
I get trusting me because, you know, they're going to try to sell the grill on Craigslist.
You know
or something.
They're going to try to sell it
yeah.
on Craigslist. I just don't trust my family when I leave.
Well, look, let's talk about this.
My legacy
yeah.
is my grill, everything I've ever made on it,
mm-hmm.
and everything people know about me because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if my grill just goes to some asshole on Craigslist... That's sad. I want my grill to go to, I don't know, Cooperstown, New York is one of the places mm-hmm. I've thought of. The Baseball mm-hmm. Hall of Fame. I'd love
yes.
my grill to live there.
Because that's a Hall of Fame grill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've cooked some ballgame dogs.
You've cooked ballgame dogs for some players.
John Kruk.
Who was yours?
Randy Johnson,
John Kruk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you could think of
David
90s
Eckersley,
baseball facial
David
hair,
Eckersley.
They've all had
funniest
the
mustache on the A's. Rod Beck, very funny San Francisco Giants mustache.
Okay.
You can Google all
Smoltz?
These real guys.
John
oh,
Smoltz.
I've cooked for Smoltz, absolutely.
All of the 90s baseball mustaches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You famously told A-Rod to grow some lip hair if you wanted a burger from you.
Yeah, I will not serve A-Rod. I still won't.
And he knocked you out of the park.
Fuck the Yankees and quite a hit. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Fuck the Yankees. And you were the first one dancing on his grave when him and J-Lo broke up.
Oh, yes. I went to where I believe A-Rod's grave will someday be and started dancing. It was quite a day for me. J-Lo... Still hasn't returned my calls. I'm
no.
married. Who cares? Whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
It's fine.
You know?
Who cares? I didn't think it was going
to
happen.
And how? I'm trying to remember how you got her number. That was through guessing or the...
Through guessing.
The,
yeah, I got her number through guessing. I just guessed a long time and I'm pretty sure I got there. I'm pretty sure I got there.
Eventually you have to.
I've left over 10,000 messages.
Uh-huh. Well, you created that. You're very scientific, which grill masters have to be.
Of course.
You have to be a little scientific, but a little improvisational, a little bit of an
artist.
And
a little crazy, too.
Yeah, you don't have to be crazy to grill here, but it helps. and you were a very promising young mathematician.
I was.
You ended up inventing a robocalling machine
mm-hmm.
that could call every phone number until it recognized J-Lo's voice mm-hmm. on the voicemail.
Yeah, that was going to be my million-dollar idea.
Yeah. Yep. And then you got a cease and desist.
Yes.
But you still used it for yourself, but you just can't sell it.
Yeah, it's private. I can't sell it. And, you know, I got bit by the old Q. I got bit by the spice, bit by the rib.
That's the thing.
Sure, I could have kept designing computers. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I could have kept working in biomedicals, you know?
And then what?
And then what? Eat salad? And then what? Yeah, I'll take a steamed kale.
Fuck.
That
kale.
Should be the name of the podcast. Fuck Salad.
Fuck Salad. Welcome back to Fuck Salad. You know why you're here.
Welcome back to Fuck Salad. We're the Barbecue Bros and we are fat. Which is fine.
Now, we want to talk about, we want to go out on this do's and don'ts of the 4th of July barbecue that you
That's
teased
right.
at the beginning.
That's right.
What type of person do you want to be? What are the big yeses? What are the big no's? And who are the types of people to look out for at your barbecue to make sure
yes.
that they're not
yes.
fucking things up?
Well, I'm going to start, as I do, with a big don't.
Mm-hmm.
A big don't of the 4th of July barbecue is closed-toed shoes. You do not want to be locked into a closed toe.
I just hit, by the way, a sound cue on the thing, which I think was great. I think we'll probably hit those with each of the do's and don'ts.
Good.
But absolutely no closed-toed shoes.
No closed-toed shoes.
I can't believe you even had to say that.
I know.
It made me upset hearing that anyone would even think to wear a closed-toed to a barbecue.
That's right. Because if something drips on your foot, you know, a bit of sauce or some butter off the corn or something, you don't want to lick your shoe.
No.
You know what I mean? You don't want to lick it off your shoe.
Because you're licking
gross.
Whatever's dripped on just whatever.
Yes. You're not letting that go out of the party without getting consumed.
And so that leads us to, of course, first of all, this is another good note for you, Linda. It's good if something drips on your foot. Lick it off. This whole thing of our packages being too leaky, I don't remember seeing that in the rules.
I don't either. And it's a little bit sexy. Come with a spouse.
Oh, yeah.
You lick their foot. They lick your foot. They go, ooh, that was good barbecue.
That barbecue is very hot after dark.
Absolutely.
Your barbecues. People
Absolutely.
Are all licking each other's feet.
Yep.
No kids, no dogs.
Well, we do a jungle juice. It's got a little bit of everything, and it gets you pretty wild, you
and
know?
And you use Everclear, which is very strong. And
Absolutely.
I would say not a drink I love during the summer
Disgusting.
Or ever, but it gets you mentally where you need to be.
Hey, you put enough Sour Patch Kids and lemons and limes and other kinds of candies in there, you don't even know what you're drinking.
That's right. That's right. And you get a little sweet, so you get a little energy, which
yeah,
is nice.
That's right.
My big do for the barbecues this season... And I hit a piano cue on that one, which that was nice. That was like a little PBS piano cue. My big do for the season, 4th of July barbecues 2021, is do bring a loved one this year.
I love it.
I've obviously got my wife and her cousin, my nephew. And, you know, I think too many people have shown up to my barbecue stag lately.
Uh-huh.
And... I'm at a point in my life where if you're single, I'm not interested anymore.
Right.
Or family-wise, not interested anymore. Uh-huh. We got nothing to talk about.
Right. That's beautiful. That's a really beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have been noticing that our barbecues have been a little too much of a sausage fest in the wrong way.
That's right.
We want it to be a sausage fest eating, but we don't just want lonely men to come.
Mm-mm.
We and want all kinds of men to come.
I don't know why, but that is the audience we've attracted, and it's not what we want, so stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And women, come on over.
Come on over.
Please. I mean, in the words of Christina Aguilera, come on over, baby.
That's
all
right.
I want is you.
Another big do for this year's 4th of July
yes.
queue, bring your own water bottle. You know?
BYOWB.
BYOWB. We want to make sure that you are hydrated and safe, and I will fill that thing up as many times as you want. I got ice in the freezer and water in the fridge. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. And that is a huge one because... We're trying to be environmentally friendly because barbecuing, you create a bit of a carbon footprint, literally.
Yep.
And so we want to offset it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your own water bottle. We're fine.
That's a do.
That's great. Don't wrestle at a barbecue. No more barbecue wrestling. That was when we were younger.
Yep.
And I learned this one the hard way.
Yes.
People don't want to wrestle you. No one cares if you're the strongest guy at the barbecue or
yeah,
the best
wrestler.
Yeah,
we'd love
wrestler.
You to leave, I think.
Yeah, well,
if that's your thing.
That's what I've got, and that's what I've gotten. Mm-hmm. You know, I will say, happy that I've been training in Greco-Roman, and I can now do Kurt Angle's ankle hold. So if I take you down, your ankle's broke, my friend.
Yeah, and there's just no point in coming to a wrestling barbecue when you're there, because we know who the King of the Hill is.
Thank you very much.
You're absolutely welcome. Another big don't this year. Do not bring sesame seed buns.
Oh.
I know it's controversial. I know it's controversial. But unless the sesame seed bun is fresh, the store-bought ones are crap.
Uh-huh.
This year, what we like... onion buns, rye buns, potato buns.
Wow.
Even the new sourdough bun we're fine with. But this year, the sesame seed is dead.
If you bring a sesame seed, and I like this, especially the rye bun, which I'm curious to have a burger on a rye bun, with your face on it. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds really interesting to me. Are you doing
Don't
a
you
shape?
Just want to eat my face?
I do have that instinct.
Hell yeah, brother.
I do. I feel like I just smoked bath salts. You know what I mean? Remember when they were doing that?
That's right.
Are you doing the bun in the shape of your face, or does someone kind of have to open up the burger to see
the face? It's open face. It's open. The sandwich is, of course, open face. The bun, it'll be on the bottom bun, and the top bun will be off. No fixings on there. You put your fixings on at the second table.
Great.
You come around. I don't even have to count this as a do, but I'll say it every year.
Uh-huh.
You need a separate table for fixings and cooked food. Because the cooked food, I'm going to serve it to you hot off the grill. But then get away from the grill.
Keep the line moving.
Keep moving, or else I will take that burger straight off your plate and put it back on the grill and give it to the next person.
Absolutely. If you are crowding the grill master,
yep.
First of all, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, you're going to get wet because of the dunk tank
from
earlier. And third of all, it's distracting.
It is. Just go enjoy your burger at the sides table.
Go to the sides table. Here is my do not this year. This might solve your problem.
Yeah.
No fixins. The burger is the centerpiece.
Wow.
I begrudgingly even put it on bread sometimes.
Wow.
I say the burger is the centerpiece.
I like that. Now, are we talking no cheese even?
I'll put some cheese on there.
Thank you.
I'll put some cheese on there.
You're not crazy.
I'm not crazy. For me, I use another burger as cheese. So what I'll do is I'll cook a thin patty, and that is
almost
my cheese.
To the point of being melty.
It's almost a melty patty,
absolutely.
I would say.
Yeah. That's a fantastic idea.
And I just put a lot of milk on there before I put it on the grill, and I shave it with the milk and the salt and pepper.
I love fried milk. Fried milk is delicious.
Well, yeah.
You can't put it in the deep fryer, but you can pan fry it.
You can pan fry milk.
That's delicious.
That's delicious.
Absolutely.
So that's, and then my big barbecue tip of the year.
Oh my God, folks. This is a free one. Obviously, these are usually $10 a piece. Your BBQ tips, go to bbqtipsnottrytips.com.
That's right. bbqtipsnottrytips.com and get $10 per barbecue tip. For $50, I'll do a personalized tip for a friend or a family. It's like on Cameo, which I am not allowed on, so we do it through these.
Because who wants to tell one of their good family members that it's obvious that they're drying out the chicken?
Right.
You need a pit master to really let them know supposed to be done.
And let them down kindly.
Absolutely.
Which I will do. I will say rude things to your family about their cooking, but sure. I will put it to them kindly. My July 4th, 2021 tip of the year brought to you by the Heinz Company is
not that Heinz,
not the one you're thinking.
Will Heinz Improv. Will Heinz Improv is sponsoring the Barbecue Boys this year.
Yes, go to Will Heinz website to take improv classes right now. Resume. They will be in person. Get his book, How to Be the Greatest Improviser Alive. Thanks to Will Heinz for sponsoring
and teaching us. Thank you so much.
The barbecue tip of the week, which. Or the year for 4th of July. This year's barbecue tip, medium is how your burger should be done.
Wow, folks. Wow. That is a big, least $10 tip that you just got for free. Medium is the temperature of the year. Again, folks, we're cooking to temp, not time.
Temp, not time. And how do you tell medium? Because everybody uses a different part of their body for rare, medium, rare, well done.
I hit right here.
And right there on your little hand.
Right here.
There.
Right
and
here.
You've got no feeling
not,
there.
Not hard or not soft.
Right.
I can feel it with this finger, but this hand can't feel it.
I can't feel medium on my own body. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to have a hand around to feel.
Which can be a very sexy experience.
Very sexy.
Yeah.
It's what I used to do. I learned this from Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, it's what I used to do when I was picking up women. Is I would say, "You want? I could tell you right now how your burger's cooked." I'd put my finger on their burger, and I'd say, "Give me your hand," and I'd feel it, and I'd say, "That's a well done burger."
So you had to compare the feeling of their burger to their own hand to tell them how the burger was cooked.
That's how I would pick up ladies. Yeah,
and did it work?
Well, I'm married.
Wow, folks, you heard it here last.
That's right. The news has gotten out.
That's right.
I would have loved to scoop my wedding on the podcast, but it got out before that.
That's
so
right.
Obviously, that's right. As has happened with some gender reveals,
sure.
This was a wife reveal.
Well, you were the last one to know the gender of your child.
I was. Yeah, I'm still.
You're still unsure.
Well, because I won't change the kid.
Right. Of course.
Because I got grill hands. I don't want to get my kid all greasy.
Uh-huh.
But. Gender is a construct.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I don't know my kid's gender yet.
Good for you.
But
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
This is crazy. And not for a food thing. I know you won't change your baby. Have you thrown one of those diapers on the grill? What happens there?
That is a great question.
Isn't it?
Now that is a great question.
Because I've grilled just about everything.
Yeah, almost.
Some things that aren't even supposed to be grilled. I've grilled a fudgesicle.
Mm.
I've grilled one of those styrofoam coolers from the store on the top of the section.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've grilled an ice cube. I've grilled my left hand. I've grilled a Go-Gurt. Absolutely. But never have I ever grilled a diaper, and boy, am I curious.
Well, check in next week, folks, where we come back to you with diaper grill reviews. Is that a cliffhanger much? This year at 4th of July, how about you grill your own diaper and let us know how it tasted?
We've all heard of grilled romaine. Grilled diaper? Grilled diaper this year. And it's not that you have to eat it.
No.
Because that's the thing about grilling, and I'm sorry to keep going on these little tangents. It's not just about the eating. It's also about the science. What happens when the heat hits the material?
Right. Some things light right up, and inside the house, if you're grilling inside, it's a problem.
That's right.
And you got to have the fire extinguisher around.
And some things you're trying to get to light right up, and they won't do it. Evidence, things like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of course, check in next week where we'll check in on your case.
That's right.
Which, the barbecue thief.
The barbecue thief. We're still after him.
We're still after
him. We don't know who it is. Could be a family member, could not be, but I swear to God, there was 14 ribs on that plate. When I came back, there was only 13. So we're going to people's court.
We're taking your whole family to people's court.
My whole family is going to court. They're calling it the case of the rib.
Darren. Well, I can't wait to follow up on that. Sizzlin' Sammy, this has been another fantastic, delicious episode.
Oh, absolutely. I am licking my fingers after this one, big man.
I am licking my chops as well. And send us pictures again of you licking your chops. That's your pork chops. We post our favorite tongue to chop picture every week.
Lickyourchops.com.
That's right. We found one good address of all the,
yes.
the web
makes
addresses.
Sense and is not as disgusting as people usually want it to
That's
be.
Right. So send us those, of course, for the fourth week in a row. We're posting Chop Liquor 330. Thanks again. We got a great picture up on the Instagram. And let us know what you're grilling for 4th of July and how your diapers look, taste, or feel. If you throw them on the grill, you can grill romaine, but have you ever grilled a diaper before?
Folks, we'll of course see you next week, and until then, have a happy 4th.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Sizzle.